Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, I am going to use a song that's not a quartet.
This is from the secular arena. What's up there, Brother Hammer, man? I was able to see you chime in tonight. Wow, well, even without my glasses on. So I was, that means my sight is getting better. So that's the good news, brother. Thank you for joining in with me tonight. As usual, we thank God for you. We are going to use for tonight, matter of fact, from my subject matter tonight, I will be coming from 1 Corinthians and the 13th chapter. So I want to use as my song for tonight, coming from my sister Tina Turner. Tina Turner said, what's love got to do with it? Y'all remember that? All right. Well, tonight, hopefully, I'm going to try to shed a little light on what that love got to do with it, because a lot of people use that word love. You don't even know what the meaning of it is, love is. I mean, we just use it because it's something that might sound good. And love is what it does. In other words, my friends. So, Pastor Paul's going to tell us this tonight. I'm going to use the technology. As usual, I'm going to use the technology and let it work for me. I'm not going to let this electronic stuff work, have me work for it. I'm going to make it work for me. And I'm not going to let it rule me. I'm going to rule it. I will be no slave to nothing. So, in other words, we're going to go ahead on here now. Like I said, we're going to go on and start tonight. Like I said, it's a special broadcast tonight. I'm not doing this thing in the formal Bible, quote-unquote, study format, the Bible study format. But we are going to say that we're going to give God the praise and give him the glory. And it says, my prayer, from dawn, it will be a little bit of light will be shared to somebody that might see the importance of what the word of God is saying. And get the grips on this thing and maybe stop being deceived by Satan. That is my prayer. So right here, I already told you, said, what love got to do with it. So we're going to use the technology. We're going to let it work for us here. So y'all stand by here a minute and let me pull it up. I'm going to let us hear from the Apostle Paul. What's up, there, Sister Jack? I'm finna play the Apostle Paul. 1 Corinthians 13 chapter. 1 Corinthians 13 chapter, starting the first verse.
Men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast.
Y'all listen up.
It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails.
Love never fails.
But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain.
Remain.
Faith.
Faith.
Hope.
Hope.
And love.
And love.
But the greatest of these
is
love.
All right. Now. All right, y'all. I hope y'all heard that. And I may let it read it again before the Bible study is over, because this is a special Bible study, but I got something I got to say. And I'm hoping that, but for some of us, it's just review. But there are so many of y'all that really don't have never heard it. Don't ever think that everybody have heard the word, because they have not. And then some have all themselves heard the word, but they didn't really hear it. They didn't have an understanding of it, and it just went in one ear and not the other. So now we want to say we thank God for the reader, hearer, and the doer of his holy word. Now these three, Apostle Paul said, faith, hope, love, but the greatest. Look what he said. The greatest of these three is love. Now, I told y'all about my song tonight from Tina Turner. What's love got to do with it? Now, for those of you, we just going to just use that tonight as the topic for what I've got to try to say to the masses. And I pray to God that it don't fall on deaf ears. But this is the theme of 1 Corinthians 13. It's all about the love. Not this old mess that a lot of people call love. We are not talking about that crap. We are not talking about that. I'm talking about the true love that has come from above. God is love. Now, Apostle Paul tells us here, you got to be careful when you're dealing with Apostle Paul. You got to be careful when you're dealing with Apostle Paul. Everybody can't deal with Apostle Paul. This is true meat. You can't be no baby with this. And no. You got to drink some milk. You got to be done drink your milk before you can deal with the meat that the Apostle Paul gives us in the body of Christ. Now, my brothers and sisters, let us go back to the top. Let's go back to the top. I want y'all to remember one phrase that is stated in this 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Apostle Paul says, when he was a child, you hear that now? When he was a child, he spake as a child. He did things as a child. But when he became a man, he put away childish things. Oh my God, what that say about a lot of us today? We got grown, overgrown, gray people that yet plain. They just, everything is about plain. It's something wrong with that picture, my brother and sister. When I was a child, I played with little trucks and cars, and I used to love little racetracks and stuff. Me and my buddies and things, when we were growing up, I used to get race car tracks and things for Christmas, and we sat down there, and my buddy that passed away over 44 years ago, we used to sit around and race the cars on the track. They were the electric race that we used to love. But now, y'all, that was 44 plus years ago. So my buddy been dead for 44 years. As a matter of fact, I just lost his natural brother, which is that just here recently, myself, Ronald Pitt. And if y'all would come in this house, think about this. What would y'all think if y'all came in this house and see me down on the floor, stretched out with one of them controllers in my hand, got a car running around a racetrack? Here I am, you're about 60 years old, huh? That wouldn't look too good, would it? That wouldn't look right. Now, I'm not saying that, my brothers and sisters, that you cannot enjoy yourself. No, Apostle Paul didn't say that. But he told us that what we need to do, we once was a child, but now when you grow up, you got to put away childhood things. All right, what's love got to do with it? All right, number people, we finna talk here. We are not talking about nobody. I want y'all to get that clear right now. I don't care who's listening to this here. We are not pointing the finger at nobody. We're not beating nobody over the head with anything. But we just going to say what we're going to say. We're going to tell the truth. Apostle Paul told us, he did as a child, spake as a child. There are some things, like I said, My little great grandbaby I talk about all the time. Y'all know which one I'm talking about. Ren Ren. Talk about all the time. Crazy about it. She's a child. And so therefore I expect her to do things as a child. I don't expect her to do things as an adult because she's not one. Not yet. But it's my job to teach her. And when she's around me, I'm going to make certain that I teach her things the right way. I'm going to make sure. And believe it or not, y'all, you may not believe this, but I know for a fact, now I ain't got to tell no lie. I remember sitting here holding, I call her my baby girl. I was sitting here this way. I used to sit and hold her at this computer. And she loved the Silent Night. Matter of fact, right now, when I get to listen to her, I've been playing Silent Night all the year. You really? I would play, and she would lay on my shoulder right here and go to sleep. That was a little bit of baby. But let me tell you what she done. She watched me so much back here. She could never do what I do back here. Oh yes, even as a small child. And I remember one day we were listening to Silent Night, and guess what she did? As a little bit of baby girl, she was up here in my arm, doing her arm like this. She was doing just like this. You know why? Because she done seen me do it. Conduct. I conduct the song, and I was conducting in 6/8 time. Those of you that are musically, you know what I'm talking about. Those of you that don't, just believe what I say. I was conducting in 6/8 time, duple meter. That 6/8 is a duple meter. Musicians know what I'm talking about. But at any rate, my baby girl, Ren Ren, as a baby, sat here and watched me conduct. And to my amazement that morning, I think it was a morning because that she always go to sleep on my shoulder, listen to it, that music. She kind of stood up in my arm. And when this music was playing on this computer here, her arm was conducting just as I was conducting. And you know what? She was in perfect timing. That baby was in perfect timing. She conducted that, and it just blew me out the water. But then, see, I thought about something that Apostle Paul said. You got this. This is what he was saying. When you was a child, you think you do have a child. But children observe. Therefore, you got to be careful how you act around children because they will pick it up. They will pick it up. Now, my brothers and sisters, I want to go back. What's love got to do with it? What's love got to do with it? First of all, let me tell y'all that Satan knows exactly. Let me say that. Let me set up a little bit. Satan knows exactly what he's doing. Now, y'all may not know, but Satan knows exactly what he's doing. Satan knows exactly. Now, I'm going to prove it to you. What we got going on in the land right now, it's a man-made mess that everybody called COVID-19. And everybody, y'all, excuse my stomach, is growling like crazy, and I don't know why. I'm not hungry. But nevertheless, I had that problem at times. This mess called the COVID-19, Satan is using that to his advantage big time. Stay with me now, y'all. Stay with me. Because you got a lot of people that is really confused. Some of them that's willfully, that, you know, you don't have to be confused. God is not the author of confusion. This is how come that many men, I don't know about you and Jackie Hammer, man. I don't know about y'all, but me, I have a problem that all these so-called Christians could be so confused. Because God is not the author of confusion. How can you be a Christian and yet be confused about this mess? I call it what it is. I call it a demonic demon from hell. And I'm not afraid of it. I just can't help that. I'm not afraid of it. But I will tell you this. Let me tell y'all this. Satan is using it to his advantage because he knows one thing, and that is called divide and conquer. Now, people, that's really a military term in a way. But it's only, you got a lot of things where we divide and conquer. There's a lot of other things, but tonight I'm going to use it in that fashion as a military tactic. Because when you can divide your people up, that's exactly what it means, divide and conquer. When you can divide your people into two different groups or more, get them against one another, where one person can have his way. That's what we call divide and conquer. And that is exactly what's going on right now. Worldwide, you got this group over here saying this, this group over here saying that, and you got only a very few that's saying what God is saying. Now, my brothers and sisters, Satan got one of my sisters at my church, Sister Anna, her name is Anna Joyner. We talk. She's president of the mission. And she said something a while back. Me and her were talking on the phone. And it's the absolute truth. She said, Ernest, it is an attack. She's a deacon. She said, it's an attack against Satan, God, against the family. Physical family, and then I told her, yeah, as well as the spiritual family. Satan got an attack. I said, yep, that's exactly what he got. And he's playing that card. He got a trump card right now because of COVID, because he know that most people, they scared to death. But we got some that claim that they so scared of COVID, but yet still they go to the grocery store, they go to the drug store, they go to the doctor and other places. But when it comes time to go to church, they holler, oh, COVID. Well, COVID is at the grocery store like he's at the church. Trick of the devil, my people. But let me tell y'all something. I want to go back a few years. Back in 2018, when I first gained hit with this illness that I got now. I remember when I was laying at Phoebe Putnam Memorial Hospital. And I believe, y'all excuse me, it looks like to me I'm getting indigestion again. But I believe it was the Sunday my procedure done, that when Dr. Joel Tripp Morgan took my toe off on my left foot, the great toe. And I believe it was that night. Matter of fact, I could not, during the month of March somewhere now, because that's when my church choir was supposed to be having choir day, and I wasn't able to do it that year. And my buddy Daryl Johnson stood in for me. And I was lying there in that bed at the hospital, and the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit asked me a question. Plains, I'm talking to y'all right now. Spirit asked me a question, saying, are you mad at anybody right now? Did y'all hear what I said? That's the question Spirit asked me. Are you mad at anybody right now? And I said, no. He said, well, if you are not mad at anybody right now, you can be that way from now on. And when I had my program, as at Pleasant Grove AME, Pastor Reverend Stephanie Walton, they had me on appreciation program up there that October, the same year. I got up and I told everybody this same story I'm telling y'all here now, that I wasn't mad at anyone. With the same story, I'm not mad at anyone. Now, you might be mad at me, but I ain't got nothing to do with you. Because, see, one thing about it, God is not going to ask me anything about you come judgment day. He's not going to ask me nothing about Jackie. He's not going to ask me nothing about Hammond Man. He's going to only ask me about me. And really, he ain't going to have to ask anything, because we live in our life each day. Everything is being, record is being taken, folks. Believe it or not, the record is being kept. You ain't going to tell God nothing. Just hear me out now. All right. You cannot help. Satan is using this to divide and conquer. He got family tore up, and he loves it. Had people that ain't speaking to each other. You got, well, mothers against daughters, fathers against sons, brother against brother, sister against sister. Sister and brother ain't even speaking to one another, and all that kind of stuff. Don't blame them, y'all. Blame that critter that is behind it. It is Satan that is behind all this stupidity, and he loves it. Don't be mad at the individual. They are deceived and don't know it. They are deceived and don't know it. My brothers and sisters, that is this message that I have for everybody tonight to show you. When you was a child, you did as a child. Somebody picking at me. Why do we being 60 years old got to bend to using that kind of word? Somebody they picking at me. I sound like a schoolyard brat. We ain't nobody picking at no. Forget all that kind of crazy stuff. Satan loves that. And he tried to keep us divided where he can conquer us. And that's exactly what's going on in our land. That's exactly what's going on. If everybody would band together and stop fearing COVID-19, God deal with it. God to deal with it. He already dealing with it. Ain't you, I mean, Jackie, you sitting here tonight, healthy. Hammerman, you sitting here tonight, healthy. I'm sitting here healthy as I can be. We as best we can. I mean, so God is still at work. Now, we can't say, I can't sit here and tell y'all the reason why a lot of people left here. I can't tell you that. I cannot tell you that. That would make me, I don't know why, but I know it's a wicked agenda behind this thing, and the one that's behind this Satan, and he loves to keep everybody divided. That's how some family members are not speaking to one another right now. And, y'all, we need to get away from that. You're playing right into Satan's hand. Because he knows if he can divide us, he got us. He can conquer us. You got to get together and stop talking about, oh, man, I can't stand this person. Why you can't stand them? Have you ever thought about that? Well, let me tell y'all something. I'm going to tell you again. I got people that ain't said nothing to me in a good while. I'm not mad at them. If they ain't got nothing to say, it's best for you to not say nothing. Ain't no sense in lying, because I'd rather for you to leave me alone. Don't. What's love got to do with it? We just got to read. Love don't count and don't keep no track record. Love don't do that. Real love. I ain't talking about this mess. We always talk. People always try, I love y'all, love you. And we'll give you a ham sandwich and you will starve to death. But you understand, I love you. You don't love me. You don't love me because you did United Treatment. But nevertheless, it is not the people, y'all. It's Satan that is the one that's behind all of this mess. And if we could ever get that through our head, oh, my Lord, if we could just get that through our head, that Satan is the one. And learn how to combat his tactics. He could not use it against you. In other words, we need to grow up. Stop talking about at me, she picking at me. I didn't grow up. We use them words in grade school. Picking at. What is that? Forget that. Forget all that stupid mess. And get on the law side and get his word, you God's word, like the Apostle Paul was telling us in 1 Corinthians 13 about real love. Stop being a clangling symbol. In other words, if you're going to love somebody, do some fun. That's the way you show it. And y'all, we are down to 30 seconds of the Bible study. So that basically what I have to come back and tell y'all in the special message. We need to learn to say the tactic. He is designing this thing. He's using it. He's using us to keep ourselves apart from the church. He's using us to keep the family apart from each other. Because he knows that that's where you get your strength from. I'm going to talk to my brothers and sisters as long as they talk to me. But now if they stop talking to me, I don't have no other choice. But it could keep my mouth closed. But if we would put Satan in his place, we wouldn't have to worry about that. And somebody got to have some sense. I had not just me and Bonnie both. So I actually choose Bonnie friend. Well, known her for years because she was a school bus driver. And I knew her son. I knew her son in school and everything. And her name was Rosalie Rimbler. And that was one thing that she used to always say that I totally agree with. Somebody got to have some sense. She used to always say that. And I know it's like what you see. You, everybody crazy. You got a nut house. That's what you got when everybody's crazy. You got a nut house. But somebody in that household need to have some sense and know how to put the devil in his place. And that's Minuteman listening to y'all tonight, to all of us. Minuteman, I'm not mad at nobody. Now, I mind you, there are some people that do some things that I don't agree with. But guess what? God did not get off his throne and tell me, Minuteman, you in charge. I can't judge nobody. Only thing I can do is take care of me. And that's what I try to do. So being mad at people because of the way they're acting, no, I know better. Because I know who behind it. It ain't him, but they are letting the devil use them. So if I know the devil is using you, I back away from you. I do like my grandmama used to tell her, feed people out of a long-handled spoon when they get like that. Then when they come to their senses, then you can go back and then you can deal with them. This is our attitude. This is the way our attitude should be. But, y'all, as long as we just keep on worrying about the devil and keep on hollering about COVID-19 and scared to death instead of trusting God, we're going to forever stay in the state that we're in right now. And I can guarantee it because we're not trusting in God. So with that being said, we thank y'all, Brother Hammerman, Sister Jack, for coming in to the lobby. I don't know if anybody else was on in the lobby or not. I don't have any way of knowing if they don't key in something. But I thank y'all, too, for doing that. And it is my prayer, as always, that these Bible studies do not go on deaf ears. So right here, we're going to end this thing because I'm getting indigestion real bad. I'm going to end it with in the traditional way. And I thank y'all for coming until the next week. So may the grace of God and the love of Jesus, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and rule and guide these people henceforth, now and forevermore. And everybody say amen. I thank y'all for coming, Jackie Hammerman. God bless y'all. Anybody else that's on the line, we God bless you too as well. Join me next week, if it be the Lord's will, for another episode of Walk Through the Word with the Minuteman. Good night, and God bless.
Enjoy.
All right. Thank you.